Welcome to Royal Legacy, where we will explore the rich athletic history and deep family connections of BYU sports. Join us as we honor the past, celebrate the present, and look forward to the future of the BYU Cougars. Here's your host, Lauren McLean.
Hey, Cougar Nation, I'm Lauren McLean. Welcome to our debut episode of BYU Radio's newest show, Royal Legacy. On this show, we'll bring in current and former Cougar athletes along with their families to share stories about their playing days, the importance of family and faith, and of course, BYU sports. On today's show, we have two brothers on BYU's offensive line, Connor and Trevor Pay. All right, guys, you both grew up in Highland, Utah. Well, I think you were born in California.
Yep.
Is that right? When did you move to Utah?
2006 or 2007. So I was seven when we moved here.
I was two when we moved here. I was born in San Diego, too.
So you don't remember anything about it?
Nope, not a single thing. So
I don't really remember much about it either. Not details or anything like that. So Utah's home.
Yeah. Okay.
Utah's home.
Okay. What were your parents doing in San Diego?
So my dad's a corporate attorney, and he was working for a company down there called Metabolife in the supplement industry, and that got bought by a company called Twin Lab that was based out here in American Fork. So that brought them back to Utah. We've been here ever since.
Highland, Utah is home. You guys went to Lone Peak High School.
Yep.
How did you originally, so your dad obviously played football, offensive lineman for BYU. How did you guys originally get into football? We'll start with Connor.
I don't know. I think it was kind of just the expectation in our family. You know, it's like, I mean, my dad definitely didn't push it really hard. He actually didn't want us to play for a long time just for head and concussion things. And so initially it was going to be, we couldn't play tackle football till high school was what he was going to say originally. And I finally talked him down and started in fifth grade. So, once I started in fifth grade, that kind of became the staple for Trevor and then for Austin. That fifth grade was the year you could finally play tackle. And he always wanted us to try it. But it was probably the fifth or sixth sport we did as kids. I think for me, gymnastics was first, then soccer.
Wow, really?
So, yeah, he wanted us to learn how to control our bodies and just be athletic in general. So gymnastics was the first thing we ever did. And then, then soccer, then baseball, basketball, then football. Yeah, so like football was kind of a little bit down the line. Mm-hmm. He definitely wanted us to try it, but it was kind of one of those things where he's like, hey, if you love it, awesome. If you don't, that's fine too. Yeah. So that's kind of how it started. And then obviously we got more serious about it later on. But.
So obviously a really athletic, sports-loving family. So he said you didn't have to play football. But was your dad like, but you will play sports?
Yeah, he wanted us to give us every opportunity. Like Connor said, we just tried everything. So it was super cool. And I think for me, it was more like I saw Connor like do it and try it. And we started out like with flag football before we even did tackle. So he wanted us to try flag football, and it was fun because we were always the bigger guys, but we got to go play quarterback and play wide receiver. And then once we got to tackle football, we never got to do that. So he let us have our glory moment for a little bit before. But he definitely wanted us to be active. And like for our sister, for example, she played sports for a little bit, but then that's not what she liked. She leaned towards more music and different things like that. Mm-hmm. My dad was like, all in, let's go. Cool. So super supportive of whatever decision we made.
I love that. So Trevor, what made football float to the top of all those – sports that you said, gymnastics, baseball, basketball, soccer, then football?
Be honest. I don't know. That's a good question. I think for me, baseball was probably my favorite growing up until probably middle school. Mm. Like my first couple of years of football, I had fun. It was okay. I kind of just did it because Connor was doing it. Yeah. And just wanted to kind of follow him a little bit. But then as I kept playing football, just – I mean, I was probably the best at football compared to the other sports. I wasn't nearly as good. But football just slowly grew to that love and just constantly watching it. My dad, he was our coach, and just seeing his love for it and him just constantly working so hard and wanting us to be the best, that really just kind of pushed it to the top for me.
Yeah, I feel like especially when you're good at something, that increases your love, right? Mm-hmm. What about for you?
That wasn't even the honest answer. It's we're overweight. That's why we play football.
Gosh.
That's the honest answer. So I told him, I said, don't lie. What else are we going to freaking do?
We played baseball.
That's true.
You can do baseball.
Listen, I watched the Olympics. You totally could have been on the gymnastics team.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, exactly.
That would have been awesome.
No. Kill a few pedestrians on accident.
So were you two really competitive with each other, and you have another brother as well and sister? Were you guys competitive growing up?
Not as much as you would think because of the age gap, I think. We're 4 years apart, and so I think having a gap that big made it where there wasn't really a competition. Yeah. I was so much older, I could dominate in pretty much everything. So that's pretty much how it went. If anything, I was probably just more of a bully. But
would you agree with that, Trevor?
Yeah, the age gap was just too much. It was like, he's too good.
What about you and the brother right below you?
We're 3 years apart, so there was a bit of an age gap still. He's taller than me now, so he thinks he can take me on and stuff, but I still beat him in every sport that we play, so it's good.
I'm going to let him know that. Connor, when did you realize that football was something that wasn't just for fun, but something that you wanted to play at the next level?
Probably sophomore year of high school, because all growing up, similar to Trev, all growing up, I thought baseball was my future. Like, that was by far the sport I was best at. And so really up until freshman year of high school, it's like I got pulled up to the varsity baseball team as a freshman.
Wow.
And didn't get pulled up in anything else. You know, so I was like, all right, well, maybe baseball's what I need to focus on. But what I think hit a little bit of a growth spurt the summer between my freshman and sophomore year. And so that football season, I ended up getting – pulled up to varsity as a sophomore and earning a starting spot on the offensive line. And that's when I was like, okay, not very many sophomores, especially at Lone Peak, can start. And so I was like, okay, this might be something that I can do pretty well. And as the season went on, I got better and better each game, and it was kind of like, okay, I think I could really do this. And after my sophomore season, that's when scholarship offers for football started to roll in. And that's when I was like, okay, this is my route to getting, you know, my degree paid for, all that stuff. And, you know, it's obviously something that with my dad playing at BYU and playing in the NFL, it was always something that was in the back of my mind that was like, okay, I think that's what I want to do. But it was just kind of hard to see when baseball was so much further ahead. So I think that sophomore year of high school, I was like, okay, I think I could be really good at football.
So, Trevor, you guys are, did you say you're 3 or 4 years apart? You're 4 years apart. Because
yep.
Connor's a senior, you're a freshman, just got off your mission. So what was it like watching him? Because you were in, like, junior high and high school when Connor started playing at BYU. What was it like for you to watch him at this level?
It was super cool, I think, because we'd always come to the games growing up just all the time. My dad, we had season tickets. We were, like, third row in the end zone, so we could watch the offensive line. My dad was weird. He wanted to just watch the O-line. Didn't really care about anything else. And so then just being able to see my brother out there, seeing his name, it was pretty cool. It just drove me to want to do it even more. So
I was going to ask you, what kind of impact did that have on you? Because you mentioned how much you loved baseball, but then watching Connor, how did that shift your mindset?
It just made me realize that, like, he always kind of set the example for me and what I could do. I always felt like if Connor could do it, then I could do it. He kind of paved that way and helped me through it all. And so seeing him get to that level and seeing how much he cared about me and wanting to help me grow and progress and get to that really kind of made me want to go all in on football.
That's cool. Connor, did you know that he was putting that much pressure on you?
No, but I kind of figured. I've been carrying this family on my shoulders for the better part of a decade at this point. No, I didn't know that really. I mean, well, I knew to an extent. I knew when with both of my brothers and when they decided, like, hey, I really want to do this. And I was like, okay, then let's freaking do this, you know? And that's the... I'm going to help you, you know, help teach you some techniques and stuff like that. And my dad was the same way. I remember when he sat me down probably after that sophomore season, probably before the scholarship offer started coming, maybe just after, where he was like, okay, do you really want to do this? Because, like, I know how to do it. I've done it. It's like, I know the path, and it's not easy, and I'm going to be really hard on you. But, like, if that's what you want, then I'll help you get there. And if it's not, totally cool. Then we'll focus on something else. And I was like, nope, that's what I want to do. And so he was really hard on me and helping me get there. And kind of the same thing with Trevor and Austin. You know, it's just like once they decided they really wanted to do it, then it was, you know, the floodgates were open, and I was able to kind of share what I was learning at the college level with them to kind of help them be better high school players. And now with Trev and I as teammates, and, you know, he's only been here for 2 months, but he's doing really well and just helping him learn the offense, how we do things here, all that stuff. So it's been really fun.
Do you feel like Connor is hard on you now that you're here and training with him?
Definitely. He keeps a good balance. He definitely does. He tries to act all hard and tough all the time. But I just know that he cares. So if he's hard on me, he's getting on me. I know it comes from a place of love no matter what. No matter how many jokes or how many times I fall over, he pauses it and, you know, laughs at me or whatever. But he's been really awesome. And so we live together, and that's been really cool. Just like you said, to help me learn just everything, because it's kind of a whole flood getting opened up into my brain trying to learn this whole college football stuff. So he's been awesome.
I can't even imagine, because the offensive line is so cerebral. Like, I feel like people don't realize as much. And it's not just being a big dude, right? Like, you have to really know the plays really, really well. Connor, what goes into being an offensive lineman that you feel like a lot of people don't know?
Yeah, I'd say it's second only to quarterback in how, especially the center position. I guess I can kind of just walk you through how it goes when we get a play call and when I go up to the line of scrimmage, where it's – I get a certain play call, but depending on what the defense does, we could run that play 7 or 8 different ways. And so it's my job to come up to the line of scrimmage, identify what the defense is, call out certain combos or protections based on whatever play was called, and then I'm looking at the defensive line, where are they, the linebackers, where are they, and then lastly I look at the corners and the safeties to see if they're telling us anything about where the defense could be going. And so you can get a lot of answers to the test before the snap even happens, because defenses like to give things away. It's kind of, people don't really understand that if one linebacker moves over 1 yard, that could completely change the entire blocking scheme. And sometimes they do that late, right before the snap, and I have to hurry and change something really quick to make sure we're on the right people. It's a pretty challenging position in that aspect. I think all of offensive line is, just because it is so, like you said, so cerebral. But once you get it down, football becomes a lot of fun, because it's like it's a good balance between almost like a chess match that I'm having with the defense to see how well I can figure out what they're doing and see how well they can hide it, mixed with also the physicality of playing football.
Right.
So for me, those are two things that I love kind of mashed into one, and so it makes it pretty exciting.
So cool. Trevor, I noticed that you got a 4.0 in school, which you probably did too, Connor. I don't know, but... But how do you feel like, just kind of what Connor was explaining, how do you feel like that ties into football, kind of academics and football all in one?
Yeah, especially in high school, football is pretty easy, like knowing what to do and where to go. The defenses aren't that complicated. But like, my mom was always on me in school about staying on those study habits, doing all these different things. And so I've just kind of taken some of that, and definitely a lot of things I learned on my mission with studying, and just taking that right into football, to learning the plays, the concepts, how to remember stuff. Because coming in and playing center, it was a lot at first. I was pretty like overwhelmed. Thank goodness I had Connor. But it's helped me a lot, know how to study, how to remember things, and it's played a pretty big role. So I'm grateful that my mom, I didn't like it at first, but I'm grateful she pushed me to get that 4.0. So.
And who knew that was going to help you in football as well. Your dad played offensive line for BYU in the 80s. How cool did you think he was when you were growing up? Because he played in the NFL as well. Did you guys think he just was like the coolest guy in the world?
I don't really. I mean, I just saw him. We never really saw like the football side of him until he started coaching us. So that's until I was probably like 12 or 13. Mm-hmm. So he was really just dad. Like, he coached us in the other sports as well, but he was just dad. He was awesome. We just had fun.
Yeah, he wasn't weird about it. Like, he wasn't bringing up the glory days all the time. Like, I probably didn't even know he played in the NFL until I just found, like, one of his 49ers jerseys in his closet one day.
Really?
And so it's like, I think we got glimpses of it when he would bring us to alumni days here when we were kids. And he got to see him interact with his teammates and stuff. And it was like, okay. You got a little taste of it there, but yeah, no, really, it wasn't, we didn't realize how passionate he was about it until he became our coach. And then it was like, you know, you got the talk. Like, when we're at practice, I'm not your dad anymore, I'm coach, right? And so it's like, you can't talk back to me, you can't do this, can't do that. If you have issues, let's talk about them at home when I'm back in dad mode type deal. So then we got to kind of see the dichotomy and maybe his early onset schizophrenia. But we got to
now we for sure have to have him on.
Yeah, we got to see both sides of him. So I think that was, like Trev said, I think when he started coaching us in Little League, that was the first time we got a up close and personal view of how much he loved football.
What was your favorite BYU football memory that he shared with you, if any? Has he?
That he had?
Yeah.
Oh, he loves the Miami game. He loves talking about that. I know, but he loves talking about it. Like playing at Penn State, he talks about that. Playing at Penn State was one of his favorites because that stadium was just crazy loud. I probably remember that one in the
he
Miami.
He loves talking about Wyoming. Playing in Wyoming, getting peed on, yeah. Coming out of the tunnel, beer dumped on him. Old ladies screaming obscenities at him. We definitely have heard stories about Wyoming.
Hey, something that you guys might experience this year, right?
I hope so. Gosh. Yeah. That's what makes away games fun.
The beer, the pee, and the old ladies screaming obscenities. What was your parents' grocery bill like growing up? That's what I want to know.
It was a lot. I was going to say Costco. We'd go every 2 months, and it – I don't know.
Probably two grand.
Yeah,
probably $2,000
every time. It was at least $1,000.
I don't think we ever had a Costco trip under $1,000.
especially when Connor was just at the end of high school, then I was in middle school, and
Austin was getting big enough to where he was starting to eat a lot too.
Yeah, so that's when
everybody
it got
was
pretty.
There, it was a problem.
Wow. Yeah. How much milk did you guys go through in a week?
I don't like milk.
He's weird. He doesn't like
No, no, neither does my mom.
I drink a couple gallons myself. I love it. But Trev's a weirdo.
Yeah, I don't like it. I'll have it in protein shakes, so
that's about it, huh?
Yeah.
Not a big cereal guy.
Nope.
What was one of your favorite family traditions that you guys have in your family? That it's one that you're I want to carry that on when I have my own kids. Sorry, Connor.
It can be anything?
Any family tradition.
I think for me, it's the most prevalent one for us has always been the Christmas Eve nativity that we do with our extended family. I think we got really lucky in our family is that all of our cousins were more like siblings. Mm. We were very close and together all the time. And it's the more I've gotten to know friends and family and stuff like that, most families aren't like that. Cousins are cousins, but they're at a distance. And it wasn't like that for us. And so every Christmas, we would have both sides of our family over, my mom's side and my dad's side, and we would do a nativity scene together, and we would read from Luke,
Sing
Silent Night. I think that's a tradition that I definitely plan to continue with my family for sure.
I love that. What about for you?
I'd agree with the Christmas one is too. One that I love as well, we actually just did it about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, is something that before every school year, my dad always gives us a father's blessing. Mm-hmm. He's done that every year growing up, and that's just something that I love and I really appreciate. And so that's definitely one along with the Christmas that I want to keep going.
I love that so much. Your dad obviously played a big role in your lives and in your football careers. How did he help you in the recruiting process? Because that can be kind of a crazy experience, I'm sure. I know you both were recruited by different schools. So how did he contribute in that process, and how did you end up at BYU?
He didn't do jack for me. I think it's because the age of recruiting is so different than when he was in high school. And so he was a big recruit in high school, so I got to take all his visits. But the age of social media, yeah. All these traveling camps that people go to, that wasn't a thing. And so a lot of it was we were kind of just figuring it out together. And so, and I think for me, I shut down my recruitment pretty early. I committed to BYU the summer after my sophomore season. And so I didn't get super deep into it. He's playing Mr. Manager right now with our youngest brother.
Who'd you commit to? Was that Grimes?
It was Coach Empey and Coach Detmer.
Oh,
at the time,
wow.
both teammates of my dad. And so that was the initial pull. Was I want to play for those guys.
Yeah.
Mike Empey had been an uncle, and James and I were really close. And so I was no doubt I'm playing for these guys. And then my senior year when they got fired, I was kind of had to take a step back. I kind of reopened my recruiting a little bit and took some visits to some other schools. And then once Grimes and Ryan Pugh got hired, I was okay, these dudes are legit. I want to play for them and, honored my commitment to BYU. So.
What about for you, Trevor?
He was pretty involved with me. My recruiting was a lot different than Connor's and Austin's. I'm a little bit undersized for the position, so I wasn't getting a crazy amount of looks. But my dad, he just did a really good job of just trying to help me get my name out there. So he'd always help me like go to camps and different stuff, help me like learn how to talk to coaches, what to say to them, and just different things like that. And then finally, when I got the opportunity to come play for BYU, for me it was pretty easy. Like, this is where I've always wanted to be. And then obviously having Connor here. Well, I didn't think when I committed and signed, I actually didn't think we were going to get to play together, just the age gap. But here we are now.
That's what I want to know. What's it been like playing with your brother? I know you've only been home from your mission for just a little while, but what's it been like being on the same team, probably for the first time, as your brother Connor?
I think it's so much fun. Like, I tell people all the time that, like, we just never, like you said, we never got to play growing up ever. I was always just watching him. And now I'm still watching him, but it's from a lot closer, being able to learn. He's a good teammate. We do have a bit of a separation as well, kind of like the same relationship we had with our dad when it was like coach and dad, kind of separate that. We have a little bit of it as teammate and brother. So he's always just super kind for the most part when we're at home and different things like that. But then I know he pushes me out here and he just helps me understand more, and it's just a little bit more serious. It's a dream for me. So it's a dream come true. So
awesome. What's it like from your perspective?
Dream for him, nightmare for me. I'm just kidding. No, it's been awesome. Cause I never thought, always thought the age gap was too big. So I never thought we'd ever be teammates. And to have him come in, to have a spot open up in my house. So now we're roommates. He's playing the same position as me. And so, like, all of that stuff, it's like the stars aligned in, like, four or five different ways, which is kind of crazy. I enjoy it a lot. I think, too, it's just hard for me not to be a little harder on him than everybody else. And my expectations for him are higher than everybody else. But he's met and exceeded those expectations so far through camp, I think. So, It's been really fun to watch, just because, like, you don't feel how you're developing as a player when it's you, because it just takes so long.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't even feel any different from when I showed up here on campus as a freshman. You know, I mean, I guess there's some obvious things that are different, but it's like growing, right? Like, you physically grow, you don't notice that you're an inch or two taller a couple months later, because it just happens so slow. And so Trevor probably hasn't noticed how much he's progressed during training camp. But for me, getting to watch it from behind and help him with film, and I get to watch it all from front row seat, it's pretty easy to see the steps and the progressions. And so, like, for me as a teammate, it's awesome, because I know the future of BYU is in good hands with these young players who are getting better. And then as a brother, it's pretty special to watch. So
that's so cool. I love that. That's got to be pretty cool for you to listen to, right?
Yeah, he never says stuff that nice to me, so I guess that's it's pretty
you
good.
Get out of here when I have these mics.
It'll bring out some crazy things. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, Connor and Trevor tell me how their missions translate to success on the field and some of their hidden talents. This is Royal Legacy.
And now back to Royal Legacy and your host, Lauren McLean.
Both of you served missions. Trevor, you served in Alabama. You haven't been home very long. And then, Connor, you served in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Trevor, we'll start with you since you're most recently returned. How do you feel like your mission has helped you in your football career?
I'm going to be honest. I feel like it changed everything. Like, before I left, like, I'd obviously seen Connor go and seeing him come back, the change that it brought him, that really drove me to want to go. And then, obviously, all growing up, I'd always wanted to. But I think I just didn't have my life in the order that it was supposed to be in before. And I went on a mission, and now I feel like it's going in the right path to where it needs to be. I'm definitely not there yet. But it's helped me remember where my priorities lie. And as I keep my priorities in the right order, then I'm gonna excel at every level. As long as it's the gospel of Jesus Christ first, then it can be football, then academics, then I'll be able to progress as much as Heavenly Father allows me to, as I just put forth my best effort.
That's powerful, and I feel like very few 18-year-olds have their stuff together, so I think you're not the only one, right? Connor, what about you? How do you feel like your mission has helped you in these 4 years at BYU?
Academics third, attaboy. Priorities straight. Trev also had the greatest mission prep teacher of all time, so.
You?
Me.
You can't get away from this guy.
But he invited me. That's not my fault.
We did.
Oh, geez. So much of the habits that I learned in the mission field have just become a natural part of my life now that it's kind of hard to, like, go through and pick them out because it's, like, it's just what I do every day now. But I think one of the most challenging parts about serving a mission is going out and doing the same thing every day, even when you don't want to do it and it's not fun sometimes. You always hear the stories at the homecomings of the 15, 20, 50 days that were awesome, but they don't tell you about the other 500 that sucked, you know? And so, because in all honesty, those great days, you don't even remember the bad days anymore. But I think that mental resiliency that you build up as a missionary, it is very difficult to go out and talk to people day after day after day when you don't want to talk to people. And you have to learn how to deal with that. And I think that's because sometimes it's not fun to go out and practice every day. It's not fun to come in and watch extra film sometimes or come and work hard in the lift when you know you have to practice again later that day. And it's, I think that resiliency and that mental toughness that you are able to kind of develop as a missionary, that 100% translates to the football field. And I think it's an amazing life skill. Which is why I think so many return missionaries are so successful in business or in other areas or whatever they choose, because they've developed that mental resiliency to be consistent when other people are not willing to be consistent. And so, I don't know, I think I've thought about that a lot since I've been home, and I've been a mission prep teacher and a mission trainer ever since I've been home. And so it's like I've had a chance to kind of bounce these things back in my head when I'm trying to figure out what I want to share in my lessons. And so I think that's kind of the overarching theme from a mission, that that mental resiliency and that toughness, because obedience to God's commandments is simply toughness and discipline. That's it.
Absolutely.
It's not anything different than anything else in our life. And so, I don't know, I think that's what I carry over most from the mission field that still helps me every day.
You go to your mission prep classes and you say, you're gonna have 3 really great days and 500 days that just really suck.
I'm honest with them about how hard it is. I think one of the biggest secrets in the church is how difficult missions are.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be a secret.
Shouldn't be a secret. That's what makes them worth so much.
Right. All right, I got a really important question for both of you. Connor, do you really play the drums?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
And how good is he?
He's gotten good. Like, when he first started, man, it was bad. He was in the basement every single day. Oh, my gosh. It was terrible. But he's gotten really good now. And he has, like, at our little house up here in Provo, he's got his, like, electric set, so it doesn't really make much noise, which is nice. But our one back home, it gets loud, but, I mean, it sounds good, so.
Wow. When did you start learning to play the drums?
Well, I kind of dabbled with it when I was younger because my dad played the drums.
Okay.
So he always had one of those electric Roland kits in the house because he would just go down and play every once in a while. Not a lot, but he played in bands in college and things like that. And so I would go down there and mess around, but I never learned it. Probably just never really had time to really dive into it because I was doing football, basketball, baseball all through high school. And so just like from thing to thing to thing. So when I got back from my mission, I realized, like, okay, for the first time in my life, I have an off season. And I got to figure out what I want to do, like, in my free time.
Yeah.
And so I picked up 2 things. I picked up golf and I picked up drumming.
Which one's better?
Drumming probably keeps me more mentally stable. But I'm not bad at golf either. My handicap got down to like a 15 this year.
Hey.
So I'm starting to get pretty good, actually, surprisingly. Our nutritionist, Dan, was a golf pro for 15 years. And so he's taken me to the range a few times, fixed a few things, and I've been playing way better. But anyways, so yeah, when I got back from my mission, I was like, you know what, I really want to, I feel like this would be just a fun hobby to have. And so I really started trying to learn and, you know, studying more, and ended up buying an acoustic kit for myself for Christmas. And then I've just been expanding on it ever since. It's pretty big now.
A lot of money I put in.
Do you play in any bands or anything, or is it just more for your...
I play with friends sometimes, but no official, like, bands. I've recorded some covers. I'm debating whether I want to put them on YouTube and, like, start a YouTube channel, but I'm kind of scared.
Do it.
So, I know, I need to just jump in, just do it. But what if I suck and they're mean in the comments?
I think you can handle mental resiliency. Remember, we've been talking about this.
That's true. BYU fans have been hating on me for 4 years.
Yeah, you can handle everything.
Should have seen my DMs after I gave up that strip sack against Baylor my freshman year.
Man, I don't know how you guys do it. Fans are brutal. Trevor, I want to know, what are some of your hidden talents? He plays golf, he plays the drums. What are some of your hidden talents?
I mean, I really don't. Especially since being home, I really don't like do much. I'm gonna start golfing a lot.
Okay.
Like in the off season and stuff. Connor's gotten me into that a little bit, but for me, it's more I just like hanging out with like my friends. That's my favorite thing to do. Okay. I don't like meeting new people, but I like being with my friends.
Yes.
And so like I'll hang out with my friends a lot, or I'll play video games with my friends and just different things like that. So I don't know. I love all my buddies.
Okay, we're going to do some spitfire questions that are going to be quick to end this interview with both of you. All right, you ready? Who is the most athletic in the family?
No.
Are you
Connor
serious?
Just raised his hand. Okay.
There's only one person in this house who lettered in all three varsity sports in high school. Who was it?
It was you.
There we go. Thank you.
But you disagree.
That doesn't mean how athletic you are.
Cut from teams because they weren't athletic enough.
That is not why. The athleticism part of it. No,
we're talking overall, dude.
What?
It's me.
Why do you disagree? Who do you think? You?
No, it's not me. I don't think. I've had some knee surgeries.
You think Austin's more athletic than me?
No, I might go dad. Dad was nimble, man.
40 years ago.
So?
We're talking about right now.
We're talking about right now?
Yeah.
All right, Brittany.
Wow.
Oh, man, I love this. We got to get your whole family on. All right, if you guys didn't play football, what would you play?
Baseball. Baseball. That's an easy one.
Favorite video game?
What's yours?
I don't know. I mean, right now at this moment, it's College Football 25. That's what I play the most. But
I think
time,
my favorite video games of all time is the Batman Arkham series.
I was just saying, I play the Batman a lot. I love the Spider-Man games. Oh, those ones are so fun.
Or Call of Duty.
Those are so fun.
That's hard. That's a hard question to pick one. That's hard.
Yeah.
So you're big gamers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. If you were to switch positions from offensive line, which position would you want to play?
Quarterback, easily. I've always been able to throw pretty well. I've just never gotten the chance to do it because they put one of those X's on my helmets that just means you're a fat kid, and you're not allowed to touch the ball.
They make you get on a scale and shame you. It's great.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No.
Like, hey, guess what? If you're fat, we're putting an X on the back of your helmet.
Everyone knows.
So I was never allowed to play any of the skill positions because I was too heavy. So, but I've always wanted to try my hand at quarterback, see if I can actually do it.
Okay. Well, I know a guy, A-Rod. What position would you play?
I don't know. I'd probably play like receiver or tight end. I've always had pretty good hands, I think that'd be fun. Yeah.
Well, there you go. All right, we're with Connor and Trevor Pay from the BYU football team, offensive linemen, most importantly, brothers. Thank you so much, you guys, for taking the time with me, and a good luck this season.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Connor and Trevor Pay for coming on the show with me. Carter Bond and Tori Kimball helped produce this episode with senior producer Terry South. You can join Royal Legacy wherever you get your podcasts, on Apple, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, or on BYUradio.org. New episodes of Royal Legacy will be out every Thursday on podcasts and live at noon Mountain Time on BYU Radio. Royal Legacy is a production of BYU Broadcasting.